There's going to be a presentation on Billy Evans at the Baseball Heritage Museum, League Park. In studio with us right now, Vince Guerrieri is joining us. Vince, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, I saw your name pop up. I was looking for a few things going on this week, and I saw this presentation on Billy Evans. I thought, that's an interesting story. A lot of people don't know. I saw your name pop up. You know what? Vince and I have met before. I know that guy's name. We should have Vince on. So it's great to have you here in studio.
We go to the same barber.
That's right. Yeah, we've been seeing the same barber for many, many years. That's right. Of course, if you haven't seen Vince, such a handsome guy since we've been going to the same barber. I mean, this is radio, right? As long as it sounds like you're a handsome guy, that's all that matters.
I've been told I have both a voice and a face for radio.
They've been telling me that for years. Well, what are the basic details in this presentation on Billy Evans? Where and when will all this take place?
Well, it'll be at the Baseball Heritage Museum at Historic League Park. Before the Indians played at Progressive Field, they played at Cleveland Stadium. Before they played at Cleveland Stadium, they played at League Park. Also the home for the Cleveland Rams of the NFL and the Cleveland Buckeyes of the Negro Leagues. It's at East 66th and Lexington in the city of Cleveland. They're open every Saturday, and I will be giving the presentation at noon.
And this is going to be very interesting. You've dubbed the title of this the Accidental Hall of Famer, and I think this is a really cool story, but I will let you tell it. What makes this so unique is that Billy Evans wasn't just an umpire. He wasn't just a sports writer. He was also a general manager. Well, what an incredible story.
Yeah, it is. And I do a lot of research and a lot of writing for a variety of publications. And one of the ones I've actually done some writing for, Did the Tribe Win Last Night? And I'm kind of their designated historical guy. Somebody once told me that if there's a black and white picture on the website, it's usually related to something that I'm doing. And Billy Evans was one of those names that just kept coming up in the early days of baseball history and in the early days of Cleveland Indians history. And I kept finding out more and more about him, and he is. He's a real interesting guy. And, of course, he is he's a Chicago native, but he grew up in Youngstown, and us Youngstown boys got to stick together. So he started out as a college student at Cornell University, and he had to come home because his father took ill and eventually died. And he says, I got to do something to make some money. So he goes to the Youngstown Vindicator and says, I want to go to work for you. And he does, and he becomes the sports editor at the Vindicator. And he had come from something of a sporting background. He had played baseball at Cornell, and prior to that, he had played baseball and football and run track for Rayen High School. And what's really interesting about that is one of his teammates on the football team was Ben Warner, as in the Warner brothers, who spent their formative years in Youngstown at the same time. So Billy Evans goes to work for the Vindicator, and he's out covering a game, and they say, hey, we need an umpire for the game. You're usually a fair-minded and honest guy. Can you umpire? He says, well, I gotta write this story. And they said, we'll pay you $15 for the game. And he says, I only make $18 a week for the Vindicator, so I'm sold. And so he goes into umpiring on the side, and there's a guy by the name of Jimmy McAleer who played for the Cleveland Spiders, which is the team that played at League Park before the Indians played there. And Jimmy McAleer is scouting some talent, and he says, hey, this guy's a pretty good umpire. Recommends him to Ben Johnson, the president of the American League at the time. And next thing he knows, Billy Evans is an umpire in the major leagues. And he was 22 years old. They called him the boy umpire. And he is still the youngest major league umpire in the history of the sport.
Imagine that, 22 years old, being an umpire in a major league baseball game. And you were a sports writer before you were even called in to umpiring duty. It's a remarkable story because, you know, people are hard on umpires today, but can you imagine what it was back then when it was a little more unfiltered?
Oh, and you're absolutely right. There was actually an incident, and one of the reasons that McAleer recommended him is he said, you know, he was in this game and he made a close call, and the fans were really, really unhappy with him, and working the refs was not just an idiom at that point. I mean, they would actually, you know, get in their faces, and he says, no, that's the call I made. It's the right call, and I'm standing by it. And that's where they thought, hey, maybe this guy is of major league caliber. But, I mean, he had a game where he actually got his skull cracked from a fan throwing a bottle at him. He got in a fight once with Ty Cobb. I mean, it was a very rough and tumble game, and it's kind of hard to imagine that in this day and age.
Wow. So I guess the next question would be, how did he go from being an umpire and a sports writer to being a general manager? Now, what makes that unique also is because he was the first one to do it.
Right, right. Most teams had some sort of executive secretary or travel secretary or something that would do the administrative duties, booking hotel rooms, making travel arrangements, things like that. But Billy Evans was the first titled general manager, overseeing the operations of the Cleveland Indians, and he kind of did that after he did 20 years as an umpire, and the Indians had changed ownership, and said we're looking for somebody to help us out, and as luck would have it, Billy Evans was living in the Cleveland area. I believe he was still living in East Cleveland at that point, and he took the job, and he later took the job under similar circumstances to be the general manager of the Rams of the NFL.
Now, the other question I have, too, is general manager is something that's just differently defined by sport and by levels of sport as well. So his role as general manager, is that what we think of these days in Major League Baseball? He's the guy scouting, he's signing players, he's negotiating deals. Was he training for players? Was he doing all that?
Oh, absolutely. He was the guy who got Walter Johnson hired as the manager. He was making arrangements with the Mid-Atlantic League when baseball was moving away from this idea of independent minor league teams to a real honest-to-goodness farm system. You know, he was doing that. And in fact, he was later on, he had a role as the scouting director for the Red Sox after his time with the Indians. And he actually got in a fight with management over a player that he scouted that he wanted to bring in. And he says, you know, they bought this minor league team to essentially get the rights to this shortstop. And the manager and later on general manager for the Red Sox was Joe Cronin, who, oh, by the way, was still playing and, oh, by the way, was a shortstop as well. And he said, no, we're not gonna pick up on this guy. And Billy Evans ended up quitting in protest. And as it turns out, he was right about the guy. It was Pee Wee Reese who was the shortstop for a Hall of Fame shortstop for the Brooklyn Dodgers in the 1950s.
Again, we are talking with Vince Guerrieri. He's giving a presentation on Billy Evans at the Baseball Heritage Museum at League Park this coming Saturday. And boy, you know, Vince, this is interesting because I find it bizarre, a guy with a background like this. We haven't heard a whole lot about him, but you mentioned in all the research you've done, his name just kept coming up. It kept coming up. You know, any idea why this name isn't more widely known? I mean, even to a casual baseball fan, it seems like this is the kind of guy with a history like this. This is a really cool story. Well, why is it that he doesn't come up very often?
Well, I think the chief reason is that he's been dead for 60 years. You know, it's very easy to forget that, you know, the origins of the game of baseball. It's very easy to forget the NFL in the pre-World War II days. And it's just one of those eras that didn't exist in, you know, popular memory. But Billy Evans left behind a tremendous body of work because while he was umpiring, he was still writing. He was actually a syndicated columnist, and they would send him out if he wasn't umpiring the World Series. They would send him out to cover the World Series. So he was still very active, and you get to see all of this work that he himself had done. He wrote several books, all of which have obviously been out of print for decades, but he still leaves these works behind.
What kinds of books did he write? Were they sports related? What kinds of books were they?
He wrote guides to umpiring and the rules of the baseball and the rules of baseball. Obviously, he put out his own memoirs to detail, you know, all the things that he did. So he does. They're mostly technical stuff, but obviously they include some anecdotes about his life and his career.
It's an interesting character. You know, you think about a guy that wears a lot of different hats, GM, umpire, sports writer. The interesting thing here is that he's a sports writer while he's doing all of these things. Now, today, and this is a really good example of how different things are and how much times have changed, because today you'd have people calling you out for conflicts of interest, right? I mean, it's crazy how the times have changed, because back then, guys just routinely wore all these different hats.
Well, sort of. Because if you're a fan of baseball today, and maybe you saw it this afternoon already, But, oh my goodness, I just forgot his name. Carlos Beltran announced his retirement, and he announced his retirement in the Players Tribune. And that's this website that was set up by Derek Jeter, and it gets all these players submitting articles and things like that. And we'll leave you to decide if it's the players themselves or if they have ghostwriters or things like that. But that's kind of what it was like at that point as well. Babe Ruth had a syndicated column. You can't see it, but I'm doing air quotes. He wrote a syndicated column. All these guys, Red Grange wrote a syndicated column, but they were all ghostwritten. Billy Evans, because he was a sports writer, actually wrote his.
See, that's interesting. And it's always fascinating to take a trip down memory lane and find out what kinds of guys these guys really were. And Vince, I think it's interesting too. You're right, because I think we don't hear as much about these guys because he's been dead for 60 years. But it's one of the many reasons why when you go to places like the Baseball Heritage Museum, you get presentations like this, you hear about guys like this that have really kind of been forgotten about in history. Now, the presentation you're giving, is this an open forum? Will people come in, discuss him, or they just kind of walk in, sit down, and listen to your presentation?
Yes. I'll give a presentation, and I'll take questions, and we always want to have those kinds of conversations. The museum will be open during the day, and I think the field will be open too, and that's really the great part of this place to me, is you can go out and stand on the field. It's the same dimensions and the same configuration when the Indians played there. So it's really my happy place.
And they've installed turf. It's really kind of cool down there. They've done a really nice job of revitalizing League Park. And I know we've spoken to folks before who have given discussions and given talks like this before at the Heritage Museum at League Park. And it's really kind of one of the hidden gems because, again, they've revitalized it down there. So it's a really cool place to go. And this, again, Billy Evans is such an incredible story because he's one of those guys that, again, you'd think you'd hear more about because of this unbelievable story of his being an umpire, being a GM, being a sports writer. Now, you mentioned that you found out about him just basically by doing research of the tribe?
Yes, that's one of the great things about it's like that line from Heat. All this stuff is out there. You just have to know how to pull it in. There are tons and tons of publications out there that have been archived, and one of the reasons that I just love the Cleveland Public Library is that they have the Plain Dealer and the New York Times and the Times of London, but that wasn't particularly relevant to this story. They have them all digitized. They have them all available for you to peruse at your leisure, and they're all searchable.
When did you first realize just how compelling of a story this was when you were doing research and his name continued to pop up? At one point, did you say, wow, that's a pretty long, elaborate history, and he wore so many different hats?
Well, obviously, I found out that he was a Hall of Famer, and you don't get into the Baseball Hall of Fame on accident. But beyond that, I was doing a story for Ohio Magazine earlier this year, and it was about the Warner Brothers. And I was doing research on them, and I had done a bunch of baseball research, and I had understood that he had served as an umpire, he had served as an executive across several sports, but they were talking about how he was actually buddies with the Warner Brothers, and I'm going, this guy has kind of been everywhere, and that really kind of sparked my interest a little further.
Very cool stuff. Well, for our listeners out there who are interested in attending on Saturday, where can they go to get some more details?
You can go to the Baseball Heritage Museum Facebook page. We'll find out all the information. Tickets are available via Eventbrite, but it is a free event. You don't have to pay anything to go there, or you can just show up at the museum Saturday.
Very cool stuff. Well, Vince, thank you so much for stopping in the studio. This is a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.